ولقد جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا سلاما قال سلام فما لبث أن جاء بعجل حنيذ.
Indeed, our messengers came to Abraham, peace be upon him, bearing glad tidings. They greeted him with peace, and Abraham, peace be upon him, answered back to them, peace, and hurriedly brought to them a roasted calf, and hurriedly brought to them a roasted calf. This shows that the angels visited the prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, in the human form, and that initially they did not disclose their identity. The prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, therefore, thought that they were strangers and immediately arranged a good meal for them.
فَلَمَّا رَأَى أَيْدِيَهُمْ لَا تَصِلُ إِلَيْهِ نَكِرَهُمْ وَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَى قَوْمِ لُوطٍ.
When he perceived that their hands were not stretching to it, he mistrusted them and felt afraid of them. They said, "Do not be afraid. We have been sent to the people of Lot. Peace be upon him." When he perceived that their hands were not stretching to it, as soon as Abraham, peace be upon him, noticed that his guests were disinclined to eat, he realized that they were angels.
وامرأته قائمة فضحكت فبشرناها بإسحاق ومن وراء إسحاق يعقوب.
And Abraham's wife was standing by, and on hearing this, she laughed. And we gave her the good news of the birth of Isaac, and after Isaac, of Jacob. Peace be upon them.
قالت يا ويلتا أألد وأنا عجوز وهذا بعلي شيخا إن هذا لشيء عجيب.
She said, "Woe is me! Shall I bear a child now that I am an old woman, and my husband is much too age-stricken? This is indeed strange." She said, "Woe is me."
This expression does not in any way suggest that Sarah, instead of feeling happy, considered this prediction the foreboding of a calamity. In point of fact, the expression is an exclamation to which women, in particular, resort to in a state of wonder and amazement.
قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ.
They said, "Do you wonder at Allah's decree? Allah's mercy and His blessings be upon you, O people of the house. Surely He is praiseworthy, glorious."
فَلَمَّا ذَهَبَ عَنْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الرَّوْعُ وَجَاءَتْهُ الْبُشْرَى يُجَادِلُنَا فِي قَوْمِ لُوطٍ.
Thus, when fear had left Abraham, peace be upon him, and the good news had been conveyed to him, he began to dispute with us concerning the people of Lot, peace be upon him. He began to dispute with us concerning the people of Lot, peace be upon him.
The word dispute here expresses the nexus of affection and endearment between Abraham, peace be upon him, and God. Perusal of this verse brings to one's mind Abraham's persistent pleading to God, peace be upon him, that he may spare Lot's people his chastisement. To this, God replied that since they were totally devoid of all good and had exceeded all reasonable limits, they did not deserve any leniency. Yet, Abraham, peace be upon him, continued to plead for them and presumably submitted that if there was even the least bit of good left in them, their chastisement be deferred so that this good may come to the fore.
Inna Ibrahim lahalimun awwahum munib.
Surely Abraham, peace be upon him, was forbearing, tender-hearted, and oft turning to Allah.
Ya Ibrahim, a'rid 'an hadha, innahu qad jaa'a amru rabbik, wa innahum atihim 'adhabun ghayru mardud.
Thereupon, our angels said to him, O Abraham, peace be upon him, desist from this, for indeed your Lord's command has come, and a chastisement which cannot be averted is about to befall them.
وَلَمَّا جَاءَتْ رُسُلُنَا لُوطًا سِيءَ بِهِمْ وَضَاقَ بِهِمْ ذَرْعًا وَقَالَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَصِيبٌ.
And when our messengers came to Lot, he was perturbed by their coming and felt troubled on their account and said, This is a distressing day. This is a distressing day.
The angels had come to Lot, peace be upon him, in the form of handsome young boys. Lot, peace be upon him, was unaware that they were angels. He also felt quite disturbed, therefore, at the sight of visiting young boys. His reaction was natural in view of the known degeneration and unabashed perversity prevalent among his people.
وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُهْرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِ فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ.
And his people came to him rushing. Before this, they were wont to commit evil deeds. Lot said, My people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you. Have fear of Allah and do not disgrace me concerning my guests. Is there not even one right-minded person in your midst? Lot said, My people, here are my daughters. They are purer for you.
One should not misunderstand the statement and think this to be an invitation to Lot's people to indulge in illegitimate sex with his daughters. For the very next part of his remark, viz., they are purer for you, excludes all justification for such a misunderstanding. The whole thrust of Lot's peace be upon him statement was that if they wished to satisfy their sex urge, they should do so in the natural and legitimate manner as laid down by God, as there was no dearth of women in their society.
قَالُوا لَقَدْ عَلِمْتَ مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍّ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدُ.
They said, Surely you already know that we have nothing to do with your daughters. You also know well what we want.
قَالَ لَوْ أَنَّ لِي بِكُمْ قُوَّةً أَوْ آوِي إِلَىٰ رُكْنٍ شَدِيدٍ.
He said, Would that I had the strength to set you straight, or could seek refuge in some powerful support.
قَالُوا يَا لُوطُ إِنَّا رُسُلُ رَبِّكَ لَنْ يَصِلُوا إِلَيْكَ فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطَعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنكُمْ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا امْرَأَتَكَ إِنَّهُ مُصِيبُهَا مَا أَصَابَهُمْ إِنَّ مَوْعِدَهُمُ الصُّبْحُ أَلَيْسَ الصُّبْحُ بِقَرِيبٍ.
Thereupon the angels said, O Lot, peace be upon him, we indeed are messengers of your Lord, and your people will in no way be able to hurt you. So depart with your family in a part of the night, and let none of you turn around excepting your wife, who shall not go. For what will befall them shall also befall her. In the morning, their promised hour will come. Is not the morning near?
فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سافلها وأمطرنا عليها حجارة من سجيل منضود.
And when our command came to pass, we turned the town upside down and rained on it stones of baked clay, one on another.
مسومة عند ربك وما هي من الظالمين ببعيد.
Marked from your Lord, such punishment is not far from the wrongdoers. Marked from your Lord.
This implies that each stone had been earmarked for a specific act of destruction or for a particular offender.